Hey, are you doing anything right now? I know, I told you you needed to leave the apartment for my date, but I need your help right now to get ready. No, I'm not already ready. I'm just wearing a freaking bathrobe for one thing. Oh, I showered, I shaved, and all that other stuff, but maybe not as much as another girl because I'm a tomboy. And my date seems to like me pretty much the way I am. But she'll be here in about an hour. And this might take a while, so come with me in my room, please. Thanks. Now here you go. Come on, you know what those are. One of them is just a piece of paper, and the other one is a marker. I need you to help me get ready in a very special way tonight. I need you to write on me. Specifically on my naked body. Wait, where are you going? I promise, seeing me naked this time won't go nearly as bad for you as when you walked in on me on my bedroom that day. It was partially my fault then. It was too warm to wear anything, and I was watching my team completely blow the game, so I screamed, and you came running, and apparently the door wasn't locked like I thought. I still feel kind of bad about screaming at you. Or throwing the nearest thing at you. Fortunately, it was a pillow. But this time it's with my permission. Call it my form of an apology, in as much as I could ever admit to being wrong. Also, it might be because writing on yourself is much harder than I thought, and I'm bad enough at writing legibly on a piece of paper, let alone on my own body. Anyway, you write the words on the list on me, in the locations described, and we don't talk about this after the fact, and then you leave, and my date shows up, and we do hot lesbian things together that I may casually hint at after you get back home. Yes, I'm aware what the words are. I wrote them on the piece of paper, and now I need you to write them on me. If you ever said any of them around me, let alone at me, I'd beat the crap out of you. This is for a special kink. It's kind of embarrassing, really. But let's say she really wanted it. So let's help her out, shall we? I'm going to take my bathrobe off now, so don't freak out. I'm talking as much to myself as I am to you right now, but here goes. You are allowed to do a certain amount of staring, that's only fair. But this is about you writing stuff on me. So I'll stand here, and you can write on me. Go on with the first word on the list. Not a nice word, but context is everything, and the context for this is a certain young lady likes seeing that word written on a certain young woman's body. Sorry, it tickles, especially when someone else is writing on me. I completely erased my earlier attempt. Wait. Let me check out the results in the mirror here before you move to the next word. That is nice. I wasn't sure if you'd be able to write this well on my naked body. I thought your hands might be shaking too much, but it's looking good. Okay, keep going. I need all the awful and awfully sexual words on me. Sorry. Like I said, the marker tickles, but it also kind of turns me on a little. Thinking of what my date and I are going to be doing later also keeps popping into my mind, and try to ignore that. It's not like you're going to be writing directly in the wet part. It's okay if you get hard, too. Oh, you are, too. I can't see it directly, but I see how you try to position yourself precisely so I can't see. I'm not going to get mad about it happening. Although I will get mad about you lying about it not happening, if you catch my drift. It's not like you can help it. Even as your best friend and a tomboy, I'm still a girl. I've got breasts and a pussy and all of those other parts that most men and a lot of women like. Don't worry, you're almost done anyway. Looks like you've written all the words on me now. It wasn't a huge list. Wait. Give me that list again. Okay, I left out the most important part. I need an arrow going down to my pussy, and then above that, the words, "Cum goes here." Yes, I know my date is a girl, just like all the ones before. Are you saying girls can't come? Because that sounds pretty sexist to me. Or maybe it doesn't matter if they have physical cum or not. Maybe it's just for her to see the words. You promised you would help me, though, so keep writing. Don't leave the job unfinished. There. Good. You still manage really clear writing, even with you being in close proximity to my pussy. It's a work of art, really. And all works of art deserve their artist's signature. So sign it. Just put your first name on right here, above the words you just wrote. I don't think she'll mind. Good. And then an apostrophe and the letters S after your name. You've heard me. Don't make me grab the marker from you and do it myself. I will, but it'll be all wiggly and stuff. There. Thank you very much. Oh, look. Apparently, your cum goes in my pussy. At least that's what the words say. I may have been lying about a girl coming over, but not about having a big date tonight. At least, unless you had your heart set on leaving the apartment and not fucking me. I know this may seem a little unexpected, but only to you. If you would have been paying attention, it's been brewing for months, years maybe. And I do like the body writing kink. My ex would have me write on her, but I kind of wanted to be the one written on after a while. I just couldn't imagine anyone it felt right letting do that to me, though. Not even her. But then I realized, much later, that I could see you doing it. And I did see you doing it. Just now. It's been turning me on so much. It's like when you wrote each word on me, the word changed me. Words I don't like normally, but love right now. How they not only label me, but define me. I can tell you're so incredibly hard right now. And we do have clear instructions in front of you about what to do with your cum. Go ahead and take off your clothes now. It's perfectly okay for you to do under the circumstances, despite our usually no nudity rule as roommates. It's also okay if you don't want to. If you decide to leave me alone and unfucked. Except it's not really okay at all. Now, I'm pretty sure I know how you feel about me, and I know how I feel about you. Never mind that you're a guy and normally not my type. I'm willing to overlook that one flaw this time. I'll help you take your clothes off. Although carefully, because I don't want to smudge any of the writing. That'll happen anyway, I think, but I want to keep the words in a virgin state for at least as long as my pussy is, too. There. But wait. Before we start, write your own words on me. Whatever you want. As clean as you want, or as naughty as you want. Friend. I like it. As long as that's not as far as it goes. Tomboy? Definitely true. Virgin? True right now, but hopefully not much longer. Seriously, hopefully not much longer. That's your cue, dude. Here. Let me lie down on the bed. The words are all on my front, so it should be good as long as I'm on my back, right? Now I just need you on my front. There. And then, well, you know what I need where. You know where the cum goes, but can you figure out how to get it there? That seems like a good start. Putting your cock into me seems like a logical first step. A very logical, very sexy step. Wait. You have to cross out the word virgin. I know the position is awkward for writing, although it's really good for you fucking me. But cross that off. Good. Normally I hate being labeled except for when it's written on my skin. But the levels need to be accurate. And that one no longer is. Some of the others are more prophetic about what I'll become because we're having sex now. Well, we can't stay in the way of the future, can we? Fuck me. The words only mark the surface, but your cock goes deep inside me in more ways than one. Keep fucking me. Fuck me. Like the words you already wrote on me are true. In doing so, you make them real. You make us real. And hopefully, you'll make us come real hard. Oh, when you do, you know exactly where your cum goes. Because someone thoughtfully had you write it on my body. Except your cock is also writing that and other things on my soul. Fuck. The ink is actually holding up pretty well. Despite our bodies rubbing together and the sweat getting on it. I'm the one that's falling apart. Except at the same time, feeling more complete than I ever did. You were the missing part of my life. We both knew it. Different levels. I just accepted it faster than you. I accepted your writing, and then your cock, and soon your cum. But you accept it now too, so we're both on the same page. I get it. Page, words, because of the writing on me, and the page, on the story. Writing on me was just a start, though. Our story is just beginning. But the sex may not last much longer. I mean, I may not last much longer. Oh, but neither will you. There's too much tension between us. Finally being released. My dreams are coming true, and so are the words you wrote on me. All the naughty nouns about my sexual morals. Except they're only true when we're together. Oh, speaking of together. We need to come together. It's not a case of I want it to happen, I need it to happen. I need us to be joined even more intimately than we are now, as you fill me with your cum. Am I properly following my directions for a change? Oh, don't worry about coming inside me. Do you think I'd let you come in me if there was a chance I'd get pregnant? Just for the record, the answer is yes, hell yes. It's dangerous, but come in me anyway. Oh, obey the writing. Obey your instincts. Obey your heart. And mine too. Sorry. I maybe should have given you a little more heads up on me being completely unprotected thing, but if you have second thoughts about what we just did or where you came, I under... Wait. What are you writing on my stomach? Baby on board? Well, I guess everything else you wrote came true. I guess this might too. At least if we keep trying hard enough. Oh, I really should get this writing off me before it gets everywhere, though. Guess it's time for another shower. Well, aren't you gonna come with? I could use an extra pair of hands for getting this off me. And if your cock ends up somehow involved with my pussy in the shower, well, I wouldn't mind that too much either.